No, it doesn't look very important, does it? Very ordinary, he thinks. Lloyds Bank. Dear customer.
You usually sir, madam and esquire on bank things. Are you satisfied with the service?
Yeah. That sort of thing. Oh. Well, it could have been a check for a. A check for a few thousand, wasn't it? That would have been handy. But it weren't. Yeah. 11 o'clock, near enough. Not quite, but...
Minute for the spaghetti and macaroni.
Go through your mind, don't they? It's all going to look like it'll look nice. Yeah, but it'll all go in. fit? How tall is it? And how wide is it? We'll be able to get in before the date and just check up on what colour we want things and that sort of thing. Yeah, it's just, because you were having the same trouble.
We're both tossing and turning.
I know. Funny, wasn't it? Not to worry.
It's bound to be like that.
Not to worry.
It's bound to be like, yeah, a little bit. Construction groups
are brand new. Brand new everything, more or less, or main quite a few things anyway.
Yeah.
Brand new.
It's exciting.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Are you tired now?
No. Just clearing the old eyes.
Well, I did go to sleep, I don't, but it was a long while.
Yeah, I went, well, eventually, but like I say, it was a long while before I actually did get to sleep. Got there eventually. I'm not tired at all. I've been solicitor today, I think.
Oh, yeah, I'm aware. Just to warn him, it's not a point in getting all these letters about going ahead with mortgages, you know what the hell you are or whatever. You can't do that, can you?
No. Oh yeah. Pardon me. That should be alright. The week. Yeah, we've got to go up down Thursday anyway, haven't we?
Yeah, something. We're going to be investigating some carpet shops while you were signing on the dotted line. You won't need me running in there now, will you? Really?
Didn't you run in at all? Apart from the moral support.
Will you need that on Thursday when you sign?
And hold me up when I sign, you know.
Well, I've got me if you will.
Shouldn't take long. Just a matter of signing all the things, checking all the details over, putting in the bits he's filled in already.
And I'm hoping that we'll get that letter, you see, the weekend with him. We're not working Saturday morning, instead of going a bit late, we can go a bit earlier and do a bit of shopping ourselves.
Choice between one or t'other, and he says, well, I can fit this one immediately, but this one I've got to order. I mean, it might just sway us one way or the other if there's a bit of a, well, we like them both, but which one, you know?
I don't want to get carpets without you with me, because you have to live with them as well.
Oh, yeah, we're looking for the catalogue.
Yeah, but they won't be exactly the same in shops.
No, true.
Similar, but not the same.
No, not the same, it's true. Mind you, suppose, out of a catalogue or something. At least you can feel them and see them.
I'd rather.
Only,
sometimes you can do the whole roll. Because sometimes, especially if it's got a pattern on, you cannot judge out of the catalogue. So when it comes, they don't look the same, they're never the same colours either, because the reproduction's never perfect, is it? In a photograph, it's never.
That's true.
When you go in the shop and what you see is what you get.
Definitely. So we only really, two carpets really. We need to check up two main.
A little bit for the hall and a bit for the bathroom. I mean,
yeah, but I'd say if you want the same in the bathroom and the bedroom, the same in the hall and the living room, you've only got two carpets to sort out and a bit of lino, rather than having a different one for this one and a different one for that one and a different one for.
Yeah, I better put that. I think
it's spaghetti. Okay.
Thank you.
stars today? You didn't. Saturn, your ruler, is in exceptionally stalwart mood now, so it is likely that you will have to put up with rather Spartan conditions. But you know how much is at stake for the future, so you are happy to do without. How about that, darling?
That's all up, Randy.
Wait.
we're going to be happy, 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 happy.
Well, I hope so. I'm sure we are. Certainly are, dear.
It all seems to have happened in such a rush.
Well, yeah.
There's so much to think about.
But we had to, really, because...
Yeah, they wouldn't have got that £1,500. If they hadn't agreed to do it as soon as...
No.
They could get it through.
Well, as I said to the bloke, I mean, £1,500, I mean, if he was prepared to put a deposit down, that's only 5%. £1,500, if he was prepared to put a deposit down for us, I mean, that would have been £1,500.
Yeah.
So, we've got it.
He must have been looking for about that, but...
Yeah.
Otherwise he wouldn't have accepted it without any...
Without any trouble. Well, I thought it was worth pushing for the extra. I mean, when he said 1,000, I thought it was worth pushing for an extra 500 if
you could get it. Yeah, well, he said 1,000 because he knew you could get your carpet that and a cooker and a bridge for 1,000.
Yeah.
That's why he mentioned that sort of figure. And what you wanted was a fridge, a cooker, and some carpets. You could do that easy on 1,000.
Mm. But now we've got the extra 500, which I say is makes up the... which is 5% of the purchase price. We've got a bit extra to play with. Get a bit more.
Not too bad.
Careful when I'm cooking, I shan't have the window open. We have got smoke alarms all over the place, darling. Which is good in a flat.
True, true.
But you get steam up in the cooking area and ding ling 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 ling. There's a smoke alarm in the airing cupboard, in case that overheats, and there's one in the hall.
Yeah. I remember seeing one, I don't remember seeing any more than one.
It's supposed to be one in the airing cupboard.
Yeah.
In case the airing cupboard overheats, but it says on the spec, one airing cupboard with factory lagged hot water tank and smoke alarm. In case your bloody hot water tank starts blowing up.
In a way, it's
good.
It's a good thing.
I mean, fire services recommend everybody to have it, especially in an upstairs flat. Because at least you have plenty of warning to get out. That's why he's had them put in. Because the flat's more than house. If you get a lot of heat from the kitchen and smoke and steam, they do send to get going.
Mm.
And everybody starts running out the door. And all you're doing is frying some breakfast or something, burning the toast. I'll be dissuaded from having a pussycat altogether now, won't I?
Yeah,
not practical in the upstairs flat.
It is a little bit...
With a deadlock on the front door, so you can't get in and out or anything.
Yeah. can't jump on the window to get in or anything.
He wouldn't know if he wanted to be in, because you're not hearing. No, I think Pussycat is going to be a no-no for us. Do you not agree?
Well, it's certainly going to be... It's certainly going to be difficult.
We're going to have to share
Nessie. It's going to be a little bit tricky, isn't it, really? Isn't it?
About give up all for that.
It's a shame.
I mean, the downstairs one wouldn't be quite so bad,
yeah.
But the upstairs one. I wouldn't like it like them, if it was just indoors forever. Would you, honestly?
Not really.
It's not fair on
land
to
keep them.
No. Cats shut up.
Not really, is it?
No, no, and I've got fancy Mr. Trays and things either.
We might do one day, we'll see.
Yeah, but not while we're there, I don't think it's practicable. Let's get another budgie sometime. Next spring's budgie or something.
Yeah, the cat's a little bit out of fresh upstairs there, isn't it? It's a shame, but yeah.
It definitely is, I think. It's not fair on an animal, so it's out. At the bloody door for hours before anybody come in, and it wouldn't be very fair.
No. Actually, that's something we'd have to negotiate with our opposite neighbour.
Stair carpet. I thought that's gonna be noisy. Anybody coming home late at night, wooden stairs.
Well, who we got? We'll have to wait and see who we get.
I mean, that rug out the hall, I've hung that on the landing.
Yeah.
So at least there's something outside the door, so my feet on them and whatnot, but I'm not going to splash out on the stair carpet. Somebody else will be here as well. It is something that I think will be needed eventually.
It's a negotiation with next door neighbour, something on that.
Maybe come over there tonight and people are asleep.
Start banging up the stairs
and us going out at 4:30, 5:00 in the morning, you know, you're doing.
Yeah.
If I don't get up till 9:00, it's a bit.
Yeah.
As the store light, the whole lighting. Who is responsible for that? The staircase has got to be lit, I mean, you can't be...
There is a light out there, isn't there? I just know that.
I mean, who pays for the electricity? It's got to be on someone's electric, hasn't it? You can't go on flats, we're not going to be responsible for having the hall lit up the whole night long, which it will be, I mean, like the time, unless it's on a timer switch.
That's the sort of thing we will have to investigate and discuss with our...
I mean, it's flat, the council are responsible for lighting all the ways, but they're not for ours.
No, it's not.
It must be on some sort of one of the meters or somebody's meter or something.
Yeah.
Probably lit up from a certain time in the evening to